May 2025, with the atmospheric concentration of carbon dioxide at 430 parts per million, up from 315 parts per million in 1958. Three pieces of news today tell you everything you need to know about the planet and the prospects for our species, taking them in turn, physical, government, capital, and resistance. The physical news first. As Madeline Cuff, writing for the New Scientist magazine, reports, the world could see its first year of warming above 2 degrees by the end of the decade, leading climate scientists have warned for the first time. The chances of seeing a year above 2 degrees of warming are still very slim, with the WMO Met Office team estimating the probability at 1%. Cuff quotes Leon Hermanson of the Met Office as saying, "It's exceptionally unlikely, but it could happen." It was the WMO, the World Meteorological Organization, that coordinated the use of satellites and other forms of data collection from the mid-1960s. In the mid-1970s, the WMO was a key node in international cooperation and discussion of carbon dioxide buildup. It hosted the first World Climate Conference in February 1979, which could and should have been a turning point in the way politicians thought about atmospheric pollution. Almost 10 years later, it was, along with the United Nations Environment Programme, co-founder of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It is one of life's little ironies that today is the 35th anniversary of Working Group 1 of the IPCC releasing its first report on science and climate change. The government capital nexus. To the surprise of precisely no one, in Australia, the Federal Labor Government, led by Anthony Albanese, has said yes to climate chaos by granting an extension to Woodside's North West Shelf project. As per the Australia Institute, this is a disaster on 5 fronts. The ALP was recently returned to office in Australia, with the overt climate denialists of the coalition punished by voters. However, given decisions like this, one cannot be but reminded of the mournful closing lines of George Orwell's Animal Farms, so spoilers. The creatures outside look from pig to man, and from man to pig, and from pig to man again, but already it was impossible to say which was which. Resistance. 13 years ago, the UK commentator George Monbiot asked the right question. In an article called The Mendacity of Hope, he wrote, "So this is the great question of our age, where is everyone? The monster social movements of the 19th century and the first 80 years of the 20th have gone, and nothing has replaced them. Those of us who still contest unwarranted power find our footsteps echoing through cavernous halls once thronged by multitudes." In late 2018, a new group, Extinction Rebellion, made a splash with a declaration of rebellion in Parliament Square in Westminster, and then the occupation of 5 bridges across the Thames. A rebellion in London in April 2019 gained a lot of press attention, but a follow-up in October of the same year was less successful, and the wheels were wobbling, if not yet actually coming off. 2020 saw COVID, and also offshoots from XR, a Pink Party, and Insulate Britain. And then, in 2022, Just Stop Oil. High-profile, arrestable actions followed, as did media sneers and police and security service activity. Many JSO activists have gone to jail. JSO has recently announced it is ceasing its activity. However, the past is not even the past. As the BBC's Laura O'Neill reports, 4 Just Stop Oil protesters who were planning to glue themselves to the taxiway at Manchester Airport have been jailed. Officers arrested Indigo Rumbelow, Margaret Reed, Leonora Ward and Daniel Gnor as they were making their way to the airport on 4th of August 2024. They were equipped with heavy-duty bolt cutters, angle grinders, glue, sand, Just Stop Oil high-visibility vests and a leaflet containing instructions to follow when interacting with police. All 4 were found guilty of conspiracy to intentionally cause a public nuisance and jailed at Manchester Municipal Crown Court for between 18 and 30 months. Additionally, they were each fined £2,000. So what can we expect? We can expect more temperature records to fall. It would be no surprise to me at all to see us breach 2 degrees by 2030, though I suspect that won't actually happen until, say, 2035. What does this mean? It means that the second half of the 21st century will make the first half of the 20th look like a golden age of peace, love, and understanding. We can expect more extractive capitalism projects to be given approval by the supine, captured governments of the West, though no one should resist the illusion of a golden age. Elected and unelected policymakers are almost always and everywhere mere meat puppets for whoever has the most money. It can be more complicated than that, but it usually isn't. And given the consequences of our species' failure to act on scientists' warnings, becoming fear to all but the most determined to deny reality, we can expect more resistance. The failure over the last 35 years of citizens in the West was freedom of speech, assembly, and information to build strong, determined, and resilient social movements and civil society organizations is a fascinating puzzle, or perhaps a mundane puzzle made fascinating by the consequences of the failure. In any case, despite the jailings, expect more resistance at some point, which is not to say that that resistance will be any more effective than what has gone before these last 35 years, as annual carbon dioxide emissions went up by almost 70% and atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide rose from roughly 350 parts per million to the current level of 430 parts per million.